Okay, let's call our meeting to order.
Let's second that.
Okay, thank you. So, we're going to start off with Stephanie. We're going to give Stephanie a few minutes so that she doesn't have to sit here till the end of the meeting.
I'd love to join you.
I know. Well, you can. You're welcome to stay, but you're welcome to go if you want to go.
Thank you. Maybe I'll sit for just a few minutes.
Okay.
So, every year, every public body is required to go through open and public, go through. You get to have a training on open and public meetings. It's not go through. It's not meant to be torture. But just because you are a public body, you get to have this training once a year. So some of it, it's all going to seem very familiar to you. I think every single one of you were here last year and have been through this training of some kind or another. Doug's been through it multiple times. So, and Donna has been through it so many times, even this year, right? So, first of all, we'll just start up. And a meeting is where you have a quorum of your members. Before I left the office, I was talking with Rob Patterson, our city attorney, about this public body, because when we have a group that is very, very large, like yours is, it might be in your benefit to establish maybe five of you that is your quorum. And then, because what happens if you don't have your quorum, then you really can't hold a meeting. And you can't do any business, such as approving minutes, items like that. So his suggestion was for you to establish maybe a group of five of you, five core people, who are your quorum, and then all your other people that are on your committee can be specialists or whatever title you would like to give them.
Okay.
But that is the recommendation from the attorney. That way we have a way of establishing that you have a quorum present, and yet you still have all your people that you love to have in your meetings, but your five will be your voting members.
They're the ones that are required.
Okay, can I ask a question? So if we establish the executive committee of five, then to have a quorum, would they need to have all five, or could they have like three of the five?
They would need to have three of the five.
Okay.
They need to have the majority. Fact check me, Doug. But yeah, they need to have the majority.
Oh, that's good.
If you establish a core group like that, they shouldn't call it a quorum because that could be confusing. But they can call it like the executive committee.
Right, and that's exactly what you. But
they're the only ones that can vote.
They are the only ones that can
only those five. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that would be
only those five,
seven. However you want, whatever you want to establish it, but those. Those executive committee, whatever you want to call that group, will be the ones that are the voting members.
Okay.
Okay. Just for the sake of meeting the criteria for the open and public meetings.
We do have something kind of similar in that we have a large group that not everybody's though on the board. Not everybody that comes is on the board.
Yeah.
But they're part of the committee.
Right. Yes.
So like we have Donna, usually Jeff or John Pugh or Sarah. Come,
but they're not on the.
But they're not on the board.
Yeah,
we could maybe.
Yeah. Okay. For the sake of meeting the criteria of the Open and Public Meetings Act, we do need to establish. They call it on a quorum.
Yep, that sounds good.
I like it.
If you want to discuss that amongst yourselves,
that sounds great.
We'll kind of solidify that so that we can meet the criteria.
You want us to solidify that tonight?
No, you don't need to tonight. I'm just bringing this up to you, but in the next, month or two, I would think I would like to see.
Okay.
So, because really, when you don't have a quorum, you're not having a meeting.
That's right.
So.
And there's been times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's been a little bit wishy-washy because you've had so many people on your board that it's hard to, and so some people will be here and some people won't, and so if we can establish
the executive
committee,
that's great.
Then that will help you.
Yeah, that will help.
That is what I'm saying, that not everybody on this committee is on the board.
Right.
So we probably just need to clarify that. There's not really that many.
But those
so
who are,
to call
are
them
I think
them.
You said yeah, that was nine.
Call them
there's ten and... I'm going to add a couple of more. So it will be good to get a better idea.
So those individuals who will maybe not be voting members, but you definitely want their support in your committee,
okay.
Those are your specialists or
Okay. We call them directors of each, of each, you know, like she's the director of the children's choir. So on.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. So, talk about that amongst yourselves when either, you know, talk about that and figure out how you want to handle that so that you have the executive body.
I left my hearing aids at home. Can everybody speak up a little? I can't hear you.
Oh.
I will speak so much. No, I have a voice that most people can't hear.
It's all
so.
Rush.
Would you like to switch and sit over here so you're closer to...
No, I'm okay. No,
okay.
Okay.
This room is hard to hear. Maybe
we can do this.
There you go.
My voice does, it tends to be in that range where a lot of people can't hear it. So I will, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I will maybe talk a little bit more towards you as well.
And I can hear Shauna, but I couldn't, I watch Carrie Lynn mumble.
Will you quit mumbling?
All right.
I have a problem with that.
It is a problem with you. All right. Let's see. I also want to talk to you about, so the one of the main things about open and public meeting training is that you take your actions in public, you deliberate in public. Any decisions that you make, any guests that you have, any public that you may have here can see how you're coming to those decisions. So that's really important that everything is conducted openly and in your meetings that have been noticed. Okay. Which gets us to the next. I'm not going to talk to you about open and closed meetings because you don't have closed meetings. Everything is open for you. So that's great. That takes out that complication of having to worry about what is a closed meeting. And you most likely are not ever going to have public hearings that you have to have, so I'm not going to talk to you about that either because it does not pertain to this group. What does pertain to this group is your agendas, your notices, and your minutes. And we talked about that, I think, at pretty good length last time, or maybe it was even the time before when I had my flowchart with the life cycle of minutes, which is, we've got that down so good now. So your agendas have to be posted at least 24 hours before the meeting. Carrie Lynn gives that to me, and I get it posted. It gets posted on the public notice website, on the city's website, and then it gets posted on the door, the place of the meeting. So I post them on the west door over here, just in case you're ever wondering where those get posted. I always post them there. On your agenda needs to have the date of the meeting, the time of the meeting, and the location of the meeting, and then it needs to have the items that are going to be discussed or acted upon that night. You cannot act upon something if it's not on the agenda. You can't make a formal action on it. You can discuss things as things come up in your meeting, but you can't make a final decision unless it's been on the agenda. Okay?
Yeah, and to tie that back to something that we talked about earlier, if the group wants to create an executive committee, that's why not only do we not need to do it tonight, but we couldn't do it tonight, correct?
Right.
Because it's not.
That should probably be on your agenda for the next meeting when you've had a little bit of time to think about that and who it makes sense to be on that executive committee. So on your next agenda, you probably have creation of an executive committee. So let's see. Minutes. Carrie Lynn does a great job with minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And those minutes have to be posted 3 days after they're approved. So after your next meeting, Carrie Lynn sends those minutes to me, and I get them posted. Once again, they go on the city's website. They go on the public notice website. That's the only two places that those go.
And I just ask her if she will send the minutes to our board sends them to you, so that if someone's not here, they'll know what we talked about.
Wonderful. That's great. And just so that you know, you can always access those minutes as well. Once I posted them, you can find them on our city's website as well. So, recording. We always record open meetings. And so, you'll always see this little gadget here. If by some chance no one gets this, if we forget to get this, you can always do it on your phone. And then just send me the audio file. And I will be able to upload that to the places where it needs to be. And that also needs to be done 3 business days after your meeting. So, yes. Let's see. What else can I tell you about this? The minutes, minutes, three days after they're approved. I think that's really the bulk of what this group needs to know in order to comply with open and public meetings. Do you have any questions?
You said minutes, 3 days. Okay, so don't we usually approve the minutes at the next meeting? So yep, that's what we did.
Yes, the approved minutes. So what?
So it's a month approved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So after the meeting, the 2 days after the meeting, where then you approve.
Correct. So she'll take minutes tonight.
Right.
I won't see those minutes until after your next meeting, after they've been approved. Okay. And then after your next meeting, that's when I have 3 business days to post those.
So it's really like a month and 3 days later that those minutes are going to be.
Yes.
It could conceivably be 2 months and 3 days later.
Right, if we don't meet in between or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
That was my question.
Correct. Now, yeah, that was a very good question. And that's kind of tricky for a lot of people that go, wait a minute, I did my minutes and I have to get those right over to. No, I don't want to even see your minutes until they've been approved.
Which is the next meeting.
Right. I don't want to accidentally post something that has not been approved by your board. So, the other thing I was talking with our city attorney about before I left is that there is a requirement that draft minutes, even if they haven't been approved, be available to the public within 30 days of the meeting. This one's a little bit tricky because sometimes I don't even have my minutes to the point where I would like to share them with the public, but they're more than welcome to see them if they want them. So how we think we're going to handle this is I'm going to be placing a little notice on our city's website that just says if you want to see I'm not sure how I'm going to word it, but those minutes prior to being approved, they can contact me. In that case,
you could reach out.
Then I would have to reach out to you and say, hey, what have you got for me? I know it hasn't been approved, but we have a request for that. I have never had a request for meeting minutes prior to their approval, but because state code says that, that's how we're going to handle that.
That sounds great.
So I probably won't ever call you and ask you for them.
But I have them anyway.
Yeah.
Someone will.
Yes. Okay. Are there any other questions related to...
I have a question about...
Yes.
Our choir has been working very hard on getting really organized like this. We have a board. We have a bunch more positions. Is this something that the choir... they don't have to become... Because we're not a city... Do we need to do that?
No.
We can still be our own choir with our own. We don't have to be all the public.
Because you're not a city committee.
You're not city, yeah.
Okay.
And so that you don't fall under the Open and Public Meetings Act.
Okay.
So.
And yet a lot of the stuff we learn here and do, I'm training the choir. This is how we need to do things and voting and seconding. You know what I mean? So.
It's a really great way to run a meeting. I think it keeps things moving and keeps it orderly. And everyone knows kind of the flow of the meeting, so people aren't talking over the top of each other, and they know that there's a way to present ideas and to get the feedback from everyone. So it's a great way to run a meeting.
It is.
So. Any other questions?
Hi.
I think that's it.
Okay. Are you done?
If you have no more questions for me, I don't have anything else to present more to you today. So thank you.
Okay. And I don't think we have the minutes from last time because we canceled a couple.
The question is, I have September's minutes, but I don't know because it's been a bit if we...
Did we meet in October?
I don't think we did meet in October because of the...
That's what I think.
And so we were going to meet in November, but we didn't meet in October because of the craft fair. And then we didn't meet in November because
I
was sick.
Yeah, when you were really sick.
So, and then we'd never meet in December, and then you were sick again.
Okay.
It's not
January.
But I have September 1st that we can
meet.
So,
would you like her to read those?
Actually, I am not seeing that is on your agenda for today.
It's not here.
It's not on here to approve minutes that I'm seeing.
So we don't
need to act. So you cannot act on those minutes today, but you could act on
next time.
Two sets of minutes.
Okay.
Next time when you have those two sets
Okay.
available.
We're a little behind.
We're just needing to get back up, back up to functioning again.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and Kelly, Carrie then is going to send out the minutes to our whole board when she sends them to Stephanie, so that you know, if you weren't here, you'll know what we talked about. So.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so, all right, I have a few items of business. Let's pass these around, I forgot.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm going to let you do your...
Some of you know that I have been asked to be on the board for the Hale Theater, the new Hale Theater. Uh-huh. And Susan is being my... Susan Moss is being my assistant. Mm-hmm. And because she knows how to do all the computer stuff I don't know how to do, which is great, because her health isn't really good, and for her to be able to do that is a good job. She can do it at home. So I have tickets to the play that's right now, if anybody would like them. I've been given quite a few tickets.
I have tickets.
Two more? Mm-hmm. Two?
Unless somebody else wants them.
Two on one, or two or four?
Two on one, unless someone else wants them.
No, I've got plenty. I have plenty.
Okay.
Okay. Doug, would you like to go? It's really good. I went on Saturday. Donna went on Saturday. Has anybody else been to it besides... Did you like it? It does have a little language. Has a little more language than I thought it had.
It's kind of epic, but it's...
Yeah, it's kind of like that's how they talk, yeah.
Even if you realize that it's often times it
was. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I heard it described as the Les Mis of America.
Yeah.
In this way.
Yeah.
Les Mis of America.
And it was absolutely packed. There was no empty seats. So I would suggest if you're going to go...
Get your tickets right away.
Yeah, get them soon. I don't know whether we'll be getting more tickets for the next... The next play is Cinderella, which I think will be darling. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know I won't get as many tickets as I got for this, because this is their opening and they wanted to get word out there. So
and tickets are normally $50 a piece.
Yeah. So it's
Thank you.
So this is really awesome, and it really is amazing, the talent in it. The gal that played the main part. What was her name?
The black gal.
And I don't know which cast you saw. I went to the matinee and you went to the evening.
Yeah, I went to the Monday Friday
cast.
Yes. Yeah. Bruce Bonner, who played the lead black guy, and he did a great job.
Yeah.
He tends to be slightly pitchy, but his heart makes up for it. I mean, he just has this really great style.
Well, the talent was just amazing, I thought. So, yeah. It's worth your time to go. It's long. It's a little long. It's 3 hours.
Oh my goodness. I've actually had technical difficulties, so they stopped.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
This has been a really great opportunity for us, though, in Highland. I think it's going to be.
Do you remember Diane Grant?
Yeah.
She was in the cast the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, probably your matinee cast.
Huh?
Do you remember her? Mm-hmm. She was our theater director before.
What's her name?
Diana Graham.
Huh? I don't.
You were on the board when she was.
Yeah, I'm sure I was. We've gone through a lot of theater people. So anyway, if you know anybody that would like tickets, I still have plenty. I'm supposed to take them to the schools, any that I don't give out in the city. I'd love for anybody on the city council to have some. If you want to...
I'll text out and put them up.
Okay, just tell them to call me and I'll give them the voucher. What you have to do is It'll tell you on the back what to do. Call and get your reservation and tell them you have a voucher.
And then you have to take it back to
get your actual ticket. Yeah.
And then they'll ask you where.
They didn't ask me. I've never. A couple of people have told me they asked them where they got it.
Yeah, because I think they gave that to teachers at school too.
So it really isn't kid friendly. It's an adult play, I would say. Yeah. Okay. So. Monday, they are going to cut the door into the basement.
Monday.
What? Say that
again. Monday, they are going to cut the door into the basement here.
Oh. Okay.
And so I've got to clean out the art supplies.
Where the door has come into in our basement?
Where the kitchen was, where we have all the art supplies.
Our room?
No.
The visual arts and
no.
Supplies.
Can we still
it's
have
on
the downstairs and upstairs?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then, so I'm going to have to take those art supplies, and some of them are going to have to be in the big room downstairs, and some of them are going to have to go in our closet. That's what I was worried about with you going through this stuff today.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what that stuff is down there.
Well, this will just be, I know, and I want to too, but this will just be temporarily until they get the door cut in, then we can put the stuff back, but it's going to take that space for a little bit.
We have that big class in that room downstairs, in the lobby downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're going to put the
ice? I'll have to put some in there. There's too many for me to fit in that room.
Do you think there'll still be room for a class down there?
Yeah.
What about this room? Do you use it?
There's not enough room.
Can we put art supplies in there
instead?
But we'll be okay. I'll put them against the wall and you'll be fine. I'll make sure that... I know. I've seen your class. It'll be fine.
When are you doing that?
Huh?
When are you doing that?
Monday they're going to cut the door in, so it has to be done before Monday.
Okay. So,
the supplies belong to Shelley and Bruce. So I'm going to let them do it. I'll come over and kind of supervise them, make sure that.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
How do we get that orange tape off the ceiling over there? Right? Is some of us crazy?
What? I can't see
an orange paper right at the peak of the ceiling, right here in the middle. Like,
jeez.
A tall ladder and a broomstick? I don't know.
I'll call Roy.
Call
I'll call Roy and have him come and take
that
it down.
Great. I was thinking, well, I could present a solution, and the solution would be a tall ladder and a broomstick, but I don't know if I have a ladder tall enough for me to do it.
Okay. I'll call Roy.
I don't know. It's like streamer or
Not on Monday, on Tuesday. Yeah.
Knock it down.
I don't. I think they'll be down by Tuesday. I think it's.
Oh no!
I will.
I was wondering for, I mean, we won't know until after all this is over, but like, I know for my stuff, it's just stacked all on top.
Uh-huh.
If I could like grab one of those shelves from Costco and put it in that spot.
We can do it after we get this done. Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to.
I always have to take everything out. Yeah. And it's very heavy for me. So if I had some shelving,
I can buy some shelving, and we will do that after they get the door cut and we got things reorganized. Okay.
So who's Roy? You're asking.
Roy is the maintenance supervisor, I guess. I don't know what his title is exactly.
Building and fleet superintendent, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday, I think it was. What's today? Wednesday? Yeah, Tuesday. I got a call from the area mission president, and he has a couple of people that are on service missions.
I have one in my class.
What's his name? Hiram
Hunsaker.
Oh, this is a different one.
Oh.
So it would be good to have his name too. But they want stuff they can volunteer for.
Who is it again?
It's the mission, service missionaries.
Oh.
And they're, I met with one of them, to tell you what his name is, I've got it in my pocket. But he's very nice and very cute fellow.
So like if we need somebody to come and help set up tables here,
he's not really,
where were they?
Well, he's a little bit small, and I wouldn't say he can do heavy lifting stuff, but...
Oh, the person that you met.
The one that I met. Yes. So if anybody has, if anyone has needs that they would like to have some helpers, I have his phone number. His name is Dallin Thacker. And did you meet him too?
So we have a service missionary that comes twice a week and volunteers at the library.
Oh, that's cool. So he was very excited. He wanted, he says, I'll vacuum, I'll dust, I'll do windows, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. You come to my house.
I know.
Come on.
We need one for our so-and-so group to help put up tables and chairs.
But he needs to be stronger than that.
Vacuum the
floor. Yeah.
He doesn't need to be that strong. We do it.
I mean,
right.
And he'll need to be really strong.
Yeah. Well, and it may be a possibility that there would be two in the area that could come together. Because, like I say, he's small. And, you know, I wouldn't think he... I think he could bring tables out, though, and set up.
Well, I think he grabs up.
You guys can do it. He can probably do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Is he smaller than Kelly?
What?
Is he smaller than me?
He's just a small guy. He's just... I don't know what...
Well, that's nice to know.
But he's very willing. He wants to do it. And so... I've got his name.
No.
Is it is it Christian?
Let her copy that now.
Dallin.
Oh,
Dallin. Okay.
He's just barely starting his mission. Today was his first day, I think. Mm-hmm. And so he's in the mission home this whole week, and then he'll be ready to go to work.
Okay.
Well, Sweet Grounds into his service mission. They always used to want as partners. So
yeah. He didn't tell me, but they both came. He and the mission president both came together and met with me yesterday.
So,
yeah. So anyway, I thought that was a really good...
That is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and the next thing is... I was glad what Stephanie said, because I've been thinking about this. I've got too much on my plate. I'm spending every single day, 8 hours a day, on nothing but arts council.
Volunteering is too much.
It's too much. I've got to have an assistant, and I need somebody who's younger, who has the energy to, like, run errands, pick stuff up, that kind of stuff. That takes all my time.
Mm-hmm. I could probably be more helpful.
Well, I need an assistant,
a full-on
person that will just be at my beck and call. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So I have three names that I haven't called yet to see if they might be interested, and you know, then I could visit with them. So if you know anybody, send me their names.
Hour-wise a week, how much would you guess to me?
Well, I mean, there's some way it's not constant, so it's hard to say, because some weeks it's more than other weeks.
Right, what would be the max? Like up to 20 hours?
Yeah, 10 to 20, somewhere in there. Up to 20 when it's really busy.
A bunch of physical things, or just maybe driving to pick things up, going somewhere to make copies, or
all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know.
For the functions.
And it's a volunteer position, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem. It has to be somebody who's, you know, willing to
do.
Yeah, wants something to do and is interested in the arts.
So you don't really have an age requirement. You just don't.
No, I just want somebody who's healthy and young enough that they can run the the last few months have been really difficult because nobody's fault. It just happened that everybody had an issue at the same time.
Last year was a bad year for
everybody. It was. It was. And it wasn't anybody's fault that they had stuff, but all of a sudden I was like, holy cow, I can't even do it all. Yeah.
And I'm having surgery after surgery after surgery.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
what?
I just finished sort of the physical therapy from the shoulder, and as soon as, like, May, right after a concert, I'm going to do the other shoulder, and I have a hand surgery.
If you have any suggestions, names, somebody you think might want to do it.
I don't think it's unreasonable. Maybe
Well, let's see what I can come up with. I've got, like I said, I've got three names that have been handed to me so far, but I haven't called any of them yet. But I will do that. Okay, the other thing is that I had a Scottish dance group call me and want to work under the Arts Council. And I thought that would be so fun.
What's that?
A Scottish dance group.
What group?
And it goes right, they're just Scottish dancers. Oh. And I really wanted to bring them on board, but there's just no time. I called. Yeah, they need one night a week to practice.
Has he a night they can't do Saturday morning?
No, and I did talk to Shelley over at the city, and she talked to Aaron and Candace, and they said no more. We can't have any more time. So
they're not able to join us.
When will we have more time?
Yeah, but I kept her name. I told her if something opens up later, I would call her. She said they all live right around here. Most of them are from Highland, and they drive clear up to Salt Lake because that's the only place that they could find to do it.
When we did our theater.
Yeah, yeah. Some year when we get that, huh, Donna. So, and then Emily. I'm thinking what her last name is. Emily Ricks. That she comes every summer and does the violin symposium. So I've got her scheduled in for July 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And in this evening?
Yeah, she comes clear from back east, I think South Carolina or somewhere, to
July
do it.
And what does she do?
8th, 9th, and 10th. She does a violin symposium.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's so good. It's just... what, Carrie Lynn, maybe
it's
you can.
Like a festival, a clinic, and then they have amenity performances.
Like
she also does training.
Kind of thing?
Something like that, probably. Only just a little bit more ambitious.
Okay.
It's very professional.
Yeah, it's very professional. Mm-hmm. She trained under the group moms who they trained, he trained under Heifetz. So, the Russian method, and there's not a lot of it around here. It's really,
it's incredible.
And
is there a time on these?
She'll be here all day those days.
So 9 to 4, 9 to 5.
No, she'll be here all day till close.
9 to 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
In the calendar, one on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, are there events get canceled that week?
It's in July, so usually there's not much going on, and I've already scheduled the building for her. So it's an amazing thing that she does, and so well worth our while to have to make concessions for her. So and I will work with the art classes. We'll be having kids art camps again in the mornings in June. Shelly will be in charge, but it will be not us.
Not you and me.
No, it won't be you and me. No, thank you. No, it will. Shelly will be in charge of that, and get it organized.
We don't want to do it again. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah. Her workshops for the kids are really good. They're really good, and they're just, I think she goes 10 till noon, Monday through Thursday or something like that. So,
so this is going to start when, Shauna?
I think it's June and half of July. And then she's through.
Summer.
Is Jordana doing a show this summer?
Yes, and Jordana, I thought she was going to be here. She said she would, but she may still.
All the service that Erin gave on the Arts Council. Maybe we should offer her some of those tickets.
Who's Erin? Yeah.
Jordana's.
Ellen, I did offer her some.
Oh, good.
I did, and she came and got them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I've tried to tell people about the language so that they won't be offended. I don't want anybody to be offended.
It's not PG, in other words.
Huh?
It's not PG.
Not PG.
No.
It's
in
PG. Does that count?
Yeah. That's right. It isn't PG. I thought it was amazing. No. And, you know, like you said, it is what it is. That's how they talked. And there was a lot of racial slurs. So, okay, I think I covered everything I had. So, I'm going. Who is it?
There was something on here about the senior luncheon report.
Oh, I just didn't know if you wanted to talk. I was just. She told me to put together an agenda. So,
okay. Well, our senior luncheon is once a month, and Deb donated some money for me to do one lunch for them, and then the Arts Council did another lunch for them. So we did two lunches this year, and they were both really, really good, really nice. And then the Bell Choir came to the one that I did. I had Myers cater it, and then the Bell Choir came and did a little program. Oh, good, there's Jordana.
Just talking about you.
Yeah.
So when is the next one?
The next
senior lunch.
It is the.
Oh, there it is.
Second Thursday.
Is it every month?
Mm-hmm. Second Thursday.
You made it sound like you'd only done two for the year.
We only paid for two lunches.
Oh,
that's cool.
They do it every month.
Every second Thursday of each month, and on the calendar, senior
lunch. And this. Construction is a really problem for them, because they're, you know, some of them have a really hard time. That we do have a nurse that runs the program, and she's always here in case there's any problems or, you know, anything. And she goes, her and her people that help her go out and help them get in, which is good, but it's hard. They just need that ramp done. And I know they can't do it now because of the weather until.
So it precludes them from coming. So.
Yeah. Okay, so there were a couple of people that needed to leave early. I think Elaine, were you?
We're good until 6:30.
Okay, there was somebody else.
We're good until 6:15.
Okay, do you want to do your?
Okay, will you just take notes for me after, and then I'll put add it to for. Sure. Everything's so exciting. Everything's going great. The kids are amazing. We started all our spring music. It's just awesome.
Her Christmas concert was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it always is, but I love it every year.
It's it's going really well. Rehearsals are good. The music is ambitious, and they love it. They're doing really well. So, yeah, we have a new assistant for the little tiny class because my Becca is going to graduate school, so she had to move back to Texas. But everything's going well. So
good.
You don't think that they'll, I guess you don't really know, but there's, we,
there's not a chance we won't be able to hold classes downstairs on Tuesday.
I don't think so, but I will check on that tomorrow for you and make sure.
Okay.
Is that because of the door issue?
Yeah. I don't see why.
The cutting of the building on Monday, it won't be a big deal on Tuesday, but if they don't do it, even if they did it Tuesday, it would probably be done, I would think, by the evening.
They did close, they go home at 5, so.
Yeah. No, that's
okay,
great.
So I have a question about that door. Will anything be blocking access to our rooftop closet? Because we get in and out of it every
time. No, I won't let them put anything there.
Okay.
I'll be here so that I can make sure that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Carol. The quilt guild is awesome.
Yes, we had our so-and-so annual meeting, and we had over 60 people from the
quilt. 60?
Yes.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I got my neighbor to come out.
It was amazing.
Yes. Awesome.
And the Arts Council, Arts Council bought lunch for them for that one.
I guess that there would be 60.
Because of the speaker that we had today that we're coming at 7:15,
it was the reminder of one of the clocks on Riley Lake.
Just to start setting up for
She was actually the owner.
I'm here until 7:30.
Cindy Flowers owns it, and she is the designer, and she lives in Alpine and Gables.
Sometimes I can
It was really magnificent.
It was so nice. So good.
Sometimes we're encouraging our people to come by 7:30 because they come out and start.
Yeah, they could come right in at 7:30.
That means some of us have to come earlier to make sure we're there.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that you guys know I have it until 7:30.
Okay.
So I don't want to feel like.
Okay, so that's why I need to.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like. As long as you know that I'm still using the room until 7:30. Sometimes I finish cleaning up early, but sometimes we don't, especially when we get closer to show. And so I just don't want it to seem like I'm there during your time.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Or I know that one time when Kathy came in, she was like, what are you doing here?
When was that?
It was for auditions.
Okay.
I'm like, I have the room.
I have it.
And we're still, it takes time. I usually have kids still here. So
we've had people coming to do wardrobe trying on, and they come in, they use that room, but they've been coming at like 7:20.
Yeah, we finish at 7. It's just that I always have all the things that you do afterward. So it's fine with me if we have an overlap as long as you know.
If it ever gets a problem, whatever, please communicate to me.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. I don't think it will be an issue. I try to get out of here as fast as I can, but as we get closer, sometimes it'll be a little longer, but just as long as you know that I have the room until 7:30, so that nobody's feeling like,
why are you still here?
Yeah, why are you in our room?
Thank you, Carrie Lynn.
You can be in my room.
Okay, Donna, have you got any? Oh, you're not finished.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm in the middle of
a long story.
Okay,
good.
Start
over. We meet every third Friday from 9 to 4 and have an open show. Except in January, we just have a special guest. But we usually have we've had 20 to 25 people that come and set up tables. And they like to have them set their own tables. And
some embroidery, just come and chat.
But that's a problem for them too, because they all bring their sewing machines.
And the sewing machines are heavy, and usually we would roll them up the ramp, and that's been the problem.
In fact, when we had in January, this one lady said, "You mean you don't have an elevator? I've got to do 2 flights."
They can't force them in until it's 50 degrees out. Is that right?
I don't know what the temperature is, but yeah.
So we will be meeting again on the 21st. And
I got it right this time.
And we just do a luncheon, and they have people sign up to bring the luncheon for everybody. And then we rotate.
They take turns.
We rotate that, correct. And it seems to work out pretty good.
So. And they know if there's going to be 60 people?
The reason we had 60 was because of the city that we brought in the speaker. We usually, on a normal time, we have somewhere between 20 and 30.
Okay.
And sometimes we have 12. The next time we might have 28. You know.
And we are doing a specific quilt, and everybody's aware of doing that. We have someone that does the instructions on it each time. And so in the closet, I just use, there's just one little cubby area that I use. We keep like an iron and some sewing things. And
I need to go in and straighten that out.
It's just a small little cubby where I keep everything.
Yeah, we need to. There. I need to go straighten that out.
Just so you know, we're probably not going to pour cement until March. It'll be between 50 and 70 degrees to pour cement.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was
further out. If they do it as fast.
If they even get it done that fast.
Yeah.
What a pain. I'm sorry.
Once they cut those, well, we still have to go upstairs.
So then the other piece that I wanted to talk about was also we did, the Santa Claus time in December, across the street, which worked out.
This room? This room?
Well, we didn't use this room. We used the little house that's over there. And there was 450 people that came through for Santa. That was the issue. That was the issue. No, it was fine for Santa and Mrs. Claus. I mean, we were fine, but everybody is in line for over an hour trying to wait to get in because it's just one person at a time, and it was so cold. And I would just strongly suggest that next year they do it in here where it's warmer for the kids to wait.
Instead, he talks to the people in charge.
Which I know the person really liked the little cabin and but they could still do it during the
year.
Well, they could just even line up here. Isn't this where they used to do this?
They used to do it, yeah. We used to have Santa on the stage, and then...
You can't have 100, 400 people here.
Well, no. But they can be in line, or they can give them time frames.
Jay was our Santa Claus for a lot of years, and he was amazing.
Well, they used to have it also at City Hall, and then they had the game rooms and the drawing.
But anyway, I'm just saying, it was successful. 450 people, it was great, and they did tree lighting, and that was wonderful. But it was very cold, and there was a lot of concern for all the kids. I mean, we're talking about babies and arms, and so
I'll talk to Brenda. Let her know about that suggestion.
Well,
we've done that, didn't we? Yeah, we did that.
We did, but anyway, just wanted to throw that out.
We could set up tables downstairs and some be down there coloring and some in here, and then as soon as we have more people can get in line, we can get some more people.
I don't know if our council was going to be over the Santa thing or not.
I think she's going to take it over.
If she's taking over, then don't give her any. It's her deal.
But I think feedback is still good.
Well, but it's her deal. Let her do what she wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she can do it.
Yeah, that's that's what I said.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give that comment, but it's all good. Whatever.
So are you done?
I'm done now.
Okay. One thing I forgot to tell you at the first is that I wrote a grant to get another bell for the bell choir. And I do have the money so I told her to go ahead and order a bell, and then I would get her the money. So, just so you all know.
Sure.
Okay.
For the bell choir to get one more bell?
Mm-hmm. They're almost getting there to where they have a full set.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Because this is the second. She raised enough money to buy one bell, and then I matched it. That last time, and then this time I told her I would write a grant and see if I could get it for her. They're expensive, those silly bells. This one's $1,500 for one bell, yeah. Yeah. But they're doing really well.
That's good.
Yeah, they're doing good. So, Donna, do you have anything?
We have our big used book sale on the 21st and 22nd of February. Yes, it's going to be in the council chambers, so if anyone is interested in that, also heads up, I talked to Brenda, and she's going to start having Highland Living meetings pretty soon.
Oh, is she? I wonder. I was thinking about that today.
Yes, the 25th and the 22nd of February from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Each day. And we have a lot of great groups come over by this. And it's in the City Council Chamber. Yeah.
Okay, Elaine. Do you have anything?
Doodle.
She and Carol are the head up the quilters.
That's awesome.
And they're doing an amazing job. And tomorrow we have Friends of Art in the morning, and Elaine's going to talk about Jay's calendars he does every year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. So, okay, Jordana, what's your plan, man?
We are going to do our Artists of May, and then starting on June 2nd, we're going to have a versus 4 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Wait, I can't hear you, Jordana.
Yeah, speak up.
So, auditions coming? They're in May. I have not scheduled it yet.
Did we put stuff in the calendar?
I really hope so, because that's why I picked these dates. I think I gave you my dates.
Did you?
Not to anybody else.
What is this space up here?
We use the whole building, ideally.
In June. I don't care. I'm not here.
But we have the art workshops, the kids' art workshops,
right,
going on downstairs from 10 till noon every day.
We do the quilting every third Friday
through the summer.
9 to 4.
You're going to do it over the summer.
Is that new?
No, not new.
On Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Oh, we didn't have first on Friday.
Okay, good. That's good. That's why it hasn't. Okay, good.
What are we going to do? It's the fairy tale one where the
woman's in the woods?
Yes.
What is it?
Into the Woods.
Oh, Into the Woods.
Thank you. I didn't think it.
Is this the youth
one? Yes. And it's junior, so when the first act, apparently, I've never seen it, but apparently the second act is where it gets dark and scary.
It gets really dark, yeah.
It's just the first act.
Okay.
Kills the kids. Sorry.
Okay, so. And that, okay, audition straight to the woods, junior.
But that's going to be a scheduling conflict if they have the quilt thing on Friday.
There will?
Last year there wasn't. This year we're having it Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
So when are the auditions?
But that's only one Thursday. So one Thursday.
When are the auditions again?
Let's just pick a date. We're here. We can pick a date. Why not?
Oh, sorry.
I'm in May. No, but why not? We're here.
That's right.
My what? Exactly. Yeah, I'll have to look at this. Because the building is pretty tricky. Last year we did it on a day. Yeah, we usually do it like before the last week of school, though, so that there's
before the week. That's in May.
Yeah.
May 17th. Last year we did it on May 17th, which was a Friday.
So is that what you're going to do?
It's a Saturday. That's the day of our choir time. What if we do the 16th?
So that's it, May 16th?
Yeah. Not a good thing.
Which is the third?
May 16th is the third.
But it'll be done by
4 o'clock.
Elaine, thank you.
I guess we go till 4.
We go till 4.
Okay. Let's do
Elaine.
The 15th.
She can hear.
Well, I think she's like Thursday. It's
Thursday. Bye bye.
I don't know. I don't know what we're
going to do. Okay, I just want to know by mid-April, so I can get it in the calendar.
Okay. Can we use the building the 15th of May from 3?
What day do we do that?
15th of May is Thursday.
I think it's 6. It wasn't 3. I have a special at 2. It's 9:15. Yeah. I can give out this to do that.
The 15th from 4 to 6.
15 from 4.
I'll have to check. I'll have to check tomorrow.
Just
let me know. Then I'll text you or call you or whatever.
And then rehearsal will start on Monday, June 2nd, and go until we're going to perform July 11th and 12th.
Are you going to do it at the school?
When they just step in, what the times for rehearsals?
10 to 12. June 2nd.
Can I point out a conflict? You have the violin symposium July 8th through 10th.
That's not till noon, right?
Right. We worked it out. Remember, I called you and we.
Okay. I won't be there, but that's my aunt, so we're usually pretty good about it.
Yeah, we were.
That starts at noon, right?
I have to go home and look at my. I put a lot of stuff in there. I don't know.
Monday,
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Also, actually, the symposium, that would be the dress rehearsal week, so we'll be at the school.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wouldn't actually, right?
I think we talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
Monday, Tuesday,
Thursday.
So on June 20th, I should cancel our quilt group, right? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I mean, if that's doable, I don't want to make you cancel it. We could.
The problem is you can't. You don't have the grass out here.
I need to make the kids be outside anyway.
Yeah.
You just make it shorter. Or
define shorter.
Because we're done by 12. What are the requirements? Because you do 12 to 4 instead of 12. July 11th and 12. 11th and 12.
July 11th and 12th is the performances, yes.
So what date is that?
11th and 12th are Friday and Saturday.
Thursday, June 29th. The thing is, they make us take June 19th off, which we've never done before.
Well, that's why we take June 19th.
Yeah, but we still hold it.
Okay.
Because it's a holiday.
The
city
20
is a holiday. And I said,
what are the ages?
We'll celebrate. Yeah, I'll pray. 8 to 18. Yep. Anyway, that's all I have. That's what's coming up.
Okay, I gave you access to be able to get the scripts and stuff, right? So that you could order them. I did, right?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Double check.
I'll double check.
Okay.
So the whole thing is, you know, when you bring a sewing machine and you set everything up and it's heavy and they want to do it all day. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of like just come for a couple hours.
So no quilting in June, right? Is that what we're saying here? I'm quilting in June.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, Kelly.
Oh, but I was also going to say, I am planning to probably bring on another director as I have my hands very, 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 very full this year. So I'm still going to be part of it, but I'm also going to try to have someone do more directing.
Okay.
It's okay. We can talk about it.
Yeah. That's fine. That's
I'll be the director.
Yeah. You'll be the super, super. Okay, Kelly, do you have anything? I really don't know if we're having an Easter egg hunt or.
And so Easter this year is the third
Yes, you paint
this year. Week in April is really
yeah, great this year.
I'm really not getting much communication with Brenda, so I don't know. So I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know if we're having an Easter egg hunt or not, or if we're involved
or something like that.
Okay.
Do
you have
another calendar?
Easter is April 20th.
Lots of calendars.
Yeah. Do you want me
to take some back to the library, or did you
arrange them? Okay, thank you, Jordana. Okay, Kathy? Oh, you have one other thing? Okay.
Actually, some suggestions.
Okay,
do you ever have, like, authors come in as
well? We love to have authors come in, but it's kind of hard to get.
Because there's, like, this new, like, rage. Have you heard of the Unselected Journals of M.N. Lyon?
Oh, I love those books. I've read them all.
Me too.
What's it called? You guys have talked about
it. Sarah Dahl is coming, I heard, to Spanish for
she is, but... But so my friend knows her, and it was
your friend knows her.
Yes, and she said that book club in her. But if she, because her time is so busy, but if she could come like a public place, like that, lots of people could.
Oh, where was she? From my back there. I would like worship at your feet if we could get that flower to our library.
Who is it? Will you guys say that again? Because
Beth Bowers. It's a series, and they read like journals. But she is just so clever. It's just wonderful.
It's so clever.
Is it already out? Published?
Yeah. There's eight of them out, and I read it.
Where can you get them?
What's the name of it?
They're
in the Unselected Journals.
Emma Lyon. Yeah.
And she started, like, she was self-published originally, I think.
She lives in Orem.
Do they have them as daughter? Where? At Deseret Book?
My daughter in Virginia is the one who told me about it. So she's
They have them on Kindle Unlimited.
They do?
I don't like that.
Where can you get them, though?
Where can you get them?
We have them at the library.
Amazon. You can get them at
the library.
I have them at the library.
Oh, you do?
Not the earlier ones. This writing cannot be on hold as much.
You can read the first volume. So, yeah. And you can get them on, you know, online.
Kindle and stuff. Yeah.
I don't like to read on Kindle. I like a book.
You can get them at Barnes & Noble. You can get them at Amazon. No, they're not
available on audio. You can yourself up it.
Also, she is going to do audio, but she hasn't found the right reader yet.
Yeah, we have to have the right reader.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But it's quite the sensation. And the first book is okay. The second book is like hooks you, and then you want to write read all of them.
You might have
to. I read them all in a month.
If you got them, you might have to like rent the high school, because there would be so many people who would want to come that you might not be able to fit them all.
Right. Okay, well, I'll see if I can get her contact information. And, okay. I don't think so bad as me. But I think she would.
Maybe I would.
Oh, man. I could guarantee her a good class. And she can celebrate.
Okay, Kathy, what do you have?
Like I said, we've been really working on rearranging our organization. I'm trying to get, I'm basically running the choir. I'm trying to spread that out with the rest of the people in the choir. To the point where now there's 9 board members and a total of 20 positions of stuff to do. So offloading as much as I can, but my new role in the board is I am the Arts Council and City Liaison.
Oh, good.
I'm still committed to this.
Yes.
And that's a big enough job for one person. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway. In fact, we've got a parade committee, so we'll get
it.
And I told this person, finally got somebody to accept being the chairperson. So we have four standing committees, and we've got a brand new treasurer, and she's not a choir member, but that's awesome. She's going to be amazing. I'm so happy. I haven't been able to meet with her yet. I meet with her on Friday and to offload all the treasurer duties that I've had. So that's the biggest one, I guess.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's great.
So
are you singing with John Pugh, or have you heard her?
Kathy? Yes, we are considering it.
What?
Singing with John Pugh. He has asked our choir if we would sing with his orchestra for an October Halloween concert, like the 24th and 25th of October, and like four songs. And I really think we would love to do it, but he was offering to pay us some, and we felt that he needed to pay more than that. So
he will. He can.
We are asking for more. We feel that our choir has come to a level enough that we can ask for more. I haven't heard back yet. If she has, if she presented to him the commission to them.
Yeah.
Right. He offered to pay us $1,000, and we feel that we... it really doesn't. Not for five rehearsals.
Yeah.
Because it was several different dress rehearsals plus two performances, And so we're like, that's five, plus four songs, and that's in addition to what we're already doing. We're already doing 14 memorized songs. So
what do you think would be fair?
So we were like, 2,500, but we'll do it if you'll give us 2,000. That's where we're at. We'll see.
Stick to your guns. He'll do it.
2,500 performance is going to be in there.
Yeah. I'm not sure where the performances are. I don't think it's said on the email. I'm not sure.
He'll pull through.
Okay.
Just stick to it. Say this is what we've got to have.
We've got a 70 people choir, and we're really getting to the level where we're good enough, that. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
Good.
Counter is offer.
Okay. Good. Okay, Linda.
Okay, and my first good back to my art class Monday. They were good.
Good.
I have a little chatterbox I got to rein back in. She's always in a chatterbox.
Yeah.
I think she got away with murder while I was gone.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, Donna and Shauna, Amin, and Becca did.
Okay.
And anyway, she's got to rein her back in.
Yeah.
She's something else. I mean,
she chattered for us, too.
She's a chatterbox.
She chattered.
I had her pretty well calmed down before I left, and then she just took advantage. Anyway, but she's a cute little girl, and she's just darling.
Yeah, she's cute.
Talks nonstop. Nonstop. He asked to be quiet. He said, I'll pay me $1.
Quiet.
Oh, really?
What ages are you usually past?
8 to 11.
Do you know about the PBS art competition that's going on right now?
No.
I got, there's a PBS does an art competition every year, and they do it at each state, and it's just for that age group. And so you should tell your students about it, and they could.
I've got to look it up. The art competition.
I left my phone in the car, so I can't look it up. But there's a flyer about it up on the bulletin board by the library.
Okay, well I can look it up. I've got it here now. Look up. So
yeah, we should tell Shelley about that too.
Oh yeah, tell Shelley.
Yeah, because if they're in class, it's a great opportunity for them to enter a competition.
Yeah, I'd like to know if there's what parameters they have certain things they only want to take or what. Now it's copied.
They have a whole bunch of different categories.
Okay, I'll take a look at it. Thanks. Bye.
Is your microphone still on?
I don't know. Are you still on? Wake up. No. All right, anyway, so it went well. I'm up to 9. I think 8 or 9 or 10. But I'm, as of today, as far as I know, I'm almost not scheduled for any more surgeries. Yay, who there today? Before today, it was iffy. But now it looks like no. It isn't. Till July, we'll find out more. But for August, I'll find out more.
Okay.
They're anticipating it.
They'll play us here.
Who's here?
Bell Choir.
Oh, Bell Choir, we got that. Anyway, things are going well. I have to get reconditioned with Callie Trimpton today for my health and strength. Full surgery reconditioning. I have been to a war and a half,
right?
Yeah. So, yeah, just a quick little thing. I was diagnosed. I was positive, but not congestive.
Congestive heart failure.
I went in, but I couldn't breathe. And I had seen my radio doctor the week before, and he had said, boo, I fired him. Anyway, so congestive heart failure. And then it ended up with four stents in my heart. 95 blocks on one side, 90 on
the other. We need that table there. I left these. How many do you need?
30 feet. So.
Okay.
So anyway, so the 95 can block one side.
What do you want? Like certain things left?
Well, I just need those left, and these two that are here. You can use that one. That one. You can move that one. I can move it back.
I was going to the gym 3 times a week, working in my yard for 8 hours a day, twice a week. And now I can't find one. You'll get there.
Yeah, okay.
So, you guys, before we have to leave, because they're coming in, can we turn this all a few minutes over to Doug? And then Linda will talk about it some more.
I'm done.
Well, I don't have too much. The things that the city and council are working on these days are the annual budget for 2026 fiscal year and the general plan. I'd like to put a plug in with regard to the general plan, that is what really drives decisions about land use and development and arts and parks. And so if that is something that any of you are interested in providing input into, watch. I think we'll be having some things coming out on text, looking for input from people, and that'll be like the next 10 years. This is a document that kind of governs how we look at it. So if you see something, please don't just immediately think, I'm not really sure what that is, and drop it aside. Think if that's something that you want to provide some input into, because that's always a difficult thing, is really getting input from people. And if the plan that we end up with doesn't reflect.
You think they're putting out a survey about?
I think that there will be some texts coming out through the city system on various items. Yes.
Sounds exciting.
So it really does. That sounds great.
It's an important thing, and really getting all of our input as residents is a key to getting something that we're really going to be happy with. So.
Okay. Thank you.
I cut down the tree once it had been knocked over for the city. Took pictures of it, sent them a bill for $20. I never.
Okay. Surprise.
Okay, Linda, did you have
any? No, I just want to know, I think I'm back.
Good.
Yeah,
for your sake, we will hope that.
I need to bring some new ones. Okay, if that's all anybody has, will I propose that we adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, and our next meeting will be on what? Let's say
March 5th.
March 5th will be our next meeting.
March 5th. Okay.